spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Number three.
Did President Trump help bankroll the audit?
Oh, for Pete's sake. All right. So there is word, a story. We'll see if it's true or not. But Trump looks like he helped bankroll the Senate audit, you know, the one that was here in Arizona. If that's the case, really, are we, like, I wasn't going to look at the results from this bogus, most ridiculous farce that's been happening in our state for month after month after month with a bunch of goofballs that are called cyber ninjas going through all of our votes and defiling them, if you will. But if Trump is the one who paid for it, even if you're out there and you're a Trump supporter, don't you throw this thing in the garbage. Barry, you've looked at this. What do you see?
Yeah, it doesn't look good, Gatos. And what we have are emails that have now been turned over pursuant to the court's order. And we see emails between some of the folks with the Cyber Ninja and the Randy Poland people involved with the audit. And Trump representatives, including Jeff DeWitt, the former treasurer of Arizona, who went to work for Trump in the campaign. And they're talking about, is this the right fund for Trump to put money into? And, you know, we don't know if he did or not, but they're asking the question. So it just looks bad. I don't know. The whole thing smells bad, but this just makes it worse and worse.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at some of the names that are involved in these emails. Jeff DeWitt.
Yep.
Don't even get me started with that guy. Not bright, number one. A total Trump sycophant, too. You've got Representative Mark Finchem.
Yeah.
This guy is a traitor to his own country. He's a piece of garbage, okay? He's also involved in this. He was also involved in January 6th, by the way. So the people that I'm seeing in these emails, Trump in these emails, cyber ninjas, what are the cyber ninjas? They're a bunch of conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
It makes the argument so much easier that this audit should be tossed so fast. It's incredible.
Yeah, the audit is just so slanted. I don't know how anybody could believe anything that comes from it.
No, and I mean, when is Karen Fann gonna actually do her job, the Senate president? Because, you know, she keeps going and going, and now she wants more, and she's saying, you know, Maricopa County didn't give me what I wanted.
Yeah.
This is going to be taxpayer money.
Yeah, she looks at it now, she has no choice. She has to let them get to the report and then put something about the report out to the public. And the amazing thing is they can't even produce a report.
The All Arizona Daily Download.
Number two.
COVID running rampant in schools.
All right, so we know what's happening with COVID, and we know the main problem is in schools. So I find it so hard to process this in my head that, you know, especially in Arizona, we have no interest in keeping children safe. We just don't.
Yeah.
We have absolutely no interest in Arizona for keeping kids safe. You know, less than a month into the school year, we've got these Maricopa County public health officials saying the outbreaks have more than doubled since children returned to school. You had Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein, medical director, saying, listen, I've got all the proof right here. Kids are getting sick. Kids aren't wearing masks. Kids are at home sick. Some are hospitalized. Some are getting teachers sick. Then they're missing school. Then, you know, there's no in-person school. We are the dumbest people in the world out here. The people who are running this place are just, it's incredible. Running rampant?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a problem with kids in school getting COVID. And you know what we're doing to fix it? Nothing. We're letting it burn.
Yeah. We're letting politics take over, Gatos. We have politicians here, and I'm going to say it. It's Governor Ducey at the top, who are afraid of a small percentage of people on his right wing, and they don't want to get on the wrong side of those folks because that's who votes in the primaries. So they're not doing the right thing. They're doing what appeases these people. That means no masks in schools. Look, Governor Ducey said a month ago that the reason he didn't want to let colleges, the universities in state, require masks of students and teachers in classrooms is because the Pfizer vaccine wasn't approved yet by the FDA. Well,
right.
Now it's approved. They come back and ask him, well, can we do it now? And he still says no. So it's not a health issue. It's a political issue. And that's why I'm hoping Dr. Carmona getting involved. Now, he's not going to stand for the politics. He's going to say what needs to be said.
Right. We talked to Dr. Richard Carmona last hour. He's former Bush U.S. Surgeon General. Now he's, you know, an advisor to Ducey. And Carmona's a very smart guy. You know, the one thing about Carmona is, though, he does think that Ducey's handled this pandemic somewhat okay. And I'm just on the complete opposite side. I think Ducey's been a disaster up there with guys like DeSantis and up there with guys like Abbott in Texas. But, I, you know, it just amazes. It's all about the mandate. It's all about politics. He thinks that parents know better to put their kid in a mask or not, and he's wrong about that.
The All Arizona Daily Download.
Number one.
Gambling downtown.
Barry, you a big gambler?
Yep.
Really?
Well, I don't know if I'm a big gambler, but I occasionally like to go to Las Vegas and enjoy some gambling, and yeah, right. I enjoy that.
You play craps?
I do. I love craps.
I just say that because I'm allowed to say it on the radio when I talk about that. So the Arizona Diamondbacks and Caesars released some of the planned sports book that's going to be outside of Chase Field, and it looks really cool. I'm not a gambler. I don't play. I don't know how to play roulette.
You don't know how to play roulette?
No. I am 21 blackjack. I have zero confidence to go and play any of that. I don't know where to put my money. Is it red? Is it black? So I don't do it because it's not fun to me because I don't understand it and I'd lose so much money. But you know, the betting service, it'll take over space, I guess, where currently Game 7 Grill is. And you go bet. There's a sports bar. I like that. There's a broadcast studio. I don't know what they're doing there, but it's supposed to be there by 2022.
Yeah, you know, Gatos, this is a pretty amazing change here in Arizona. And all of the sport teams were awarded the opportunity to do sports betting and online sports betting. So you're seeing Caesars and MGM and Barstool Sports and DraftKings, all of them, FanDuel, they're all bringing in sports apps you can bet off your phone. If you're on social media right now, you can't help but see all the ads that are running to try to induce you to sign up. And what they're doing over at Chase Field is amazing. In that formerly Game 7, it's a two-story huge building. It's going to be a big bar, a big sports book. It's going to be pretty fancy and pretty nice when it's done. But the Suns are building one in the arena as well, street side. Everybody's going to have one. You can go in person, watch games, and bet like you're in Vegas. But also, you can do it on your phone. If you're a sports bettor, if you're a sports fan, and you like to do an occasional bet, this is a major game changer for Arizona.
See, I'm not a gambler, but I can see going down there and having a drink and having some food and throwing a 20 on a game or something like that
exactly.
And watching it. Because I don't care about $20 necessarily. But
let me ask you this, Gatos.
Yes.
You're a high roller. I can already tell. if you're on your phone and you're betting the Cardinals are playing and they let you bet on the next play, you can bet if it's going to be a pass or a run. Would you bet a dollar on that?
Yes, I would.
There you go. That's what you can do now.
Yes, because I know that I would never throw big money down to gamble because I'd lose it. But a couple bucks here makes it more interesting, no doubt.
There it is.
All right. Coming up next. Oh, the download is brought to you by Parker & Sons. We've got a lot to get to. Barry Markson is in for my buddy Chad, who's on vacation. Coming up next, do parents want kids in school full time during the pandemic? You would think that the answer is yes, but it's not necessarily yes. We're going to talk about it on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Dr. Christina Bergen and Dr. Ruth Frank Snedecor co-authoring a letter sent to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, urging them to take action by adopting a mandate.
So when you talk about a classroom where even one child is unmasked or a teacher is unmasked or anyone in the classroom is unmasked and is positive for COVID, they then can infect 6 to 10 members of that classroom.
And that's what we're dealing with right here in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's what schools are dealing with. And some schools are doing the right thing. Well, some governors are doing the right thing by just allowing schools to say, hey, listen, it's your call. You know the kids, you know the school. If there's, you know, you put a mask mandate if you think that's the best way to go. Our governor, he doesn't give a crap about kids. So here's where we stand. There's a new poll out, and it's pretty interesting because you would think that every parent wants their kids in school full time. I mean, we've talked about this, Barry. I mean, you want your kid to go to school. You don't want your kid sitting at home trying to learn like that. It's important that they get in front of other children. But the numbers are dropping. Every time this poll, every time they ask, hey, do you want your kids in school, in person, the numbers are dropping for the in-person, and they're rising for remote. And it's most likely because you've got a lot of dopey governors around here that say, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to ban the mask mandate. And what's happened? Kids are sick.
Yeah.
And parents are ticked. There are a lot of parents in Arizona furious with our governor.
Yeah, and the fact that we're just taking no steps to maintain in-person learning, which I think everybody agrees that's the better way to go. I attribute these changes in the polls to people now being concerned about their kid getting COVID. So they're saying, I'd rather my son or daughter stay home and not be exposed to it. But I think everybody agrees that children are better in school, learning in person from their teacher there. So for me, the obvious thing is, what do we do to make that happen? And if that means kids have to wear masks, look, I'm not thrilled with it. My kids aren't thrilled with it, but they'll do it. And if that means they can stay in school, not have to be home, less people getting COVID, don't we all want that? Why are we letting this political thing get in the way of that? That's what concerns me.
So this poll in July said it's 60% surveyed wanted their children in a classroom full time. That was July, 60%. Now, 43%.
Wow. I'm shocked that those numbers are that low, Gatos. I really am. I thought it would be almost universal people want their kid in the classroom.
Well, I think everybody wants their kid in a classroom, but they're seeing this Delta variant get their child sick. And then their child comes home and gets everybody else sick. And it's like, you know, even if you're vaccinated, you could get sick with this Delta variant.
Yeah.
It's like the chicken pox. It's very, very contagious. And so I know this sounds so simple. And I know, and maybe people cringe when I say it because it just sounds ridiculous, but I think it's the way to go. You got to treat COVID like the weather. If it's going to storm like it did yesterday in Arizona, all you do is you bring an umbrella.
Yep.
If we see an outbreak of COVID, all you do is bring a mask. And you don't have to do it forever because it doesn't rain forever.
Right.
And the Delta variant will not be here forever. We will have the variant go away somewhat. It'll burn through, and then we'll have this. We'll have the numbers much, much better, and then another variant will come in, and we got to deal with it.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. We're going to get another variant after that, and that's all because we're not putting this thing out of its misery. If we just wore the mask and got vaccinated, and really, just it's one of these things where you knock it down, you beat it up, you put your foot on its neck, and COVID's dead. That's how you do it. But we're not doing that. We keep letting it get back up. It's like one of those bad video games where the bad guy keeps coming back. You just give them a little time and more life gets breathed into them. So, there's no solution here because politically there's a small percentage of people who freak out if you say the word mask or vaccine or anything else. They just lose their mind over it. And now you have, at least in Arizona and in Florida and Texas, we have political leaders who are following the extreme of their party instead of doing what's best for their constituents. So we have that here in Arizona. It's unbelievably obvious. And what frustrates me, Gatos, and I know it does you too, is that Doug Ducey's not a dumb guy. He knows what the right thing to do is, but for whatever he views his political future as, he thinks he has to appease this extreme conspiracy theory-laden part of his party if he's going to have any future in politics. And what he should realize is Trump already, jumped all over him. That's over. Those people are not going to vote for him now anyway. So I wish he would just do the right thing and step up and be the governor I know he can be.
No, he can't be that guy. He's immoral. He doesn't want to do the right thing. And it's sad. It's sad because there are a lot of kids that are getting sick, and parents are ticked off. Hey, here's the Gatos Big Q poll question of the day. You can go to KTAR.com and take it. It's brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. How should Arizona schools respond to the massive spike of COVID in children?
Yeah.
All right. A, mask mandates. Well, I wish. Because they don't have to stay a mandate forever. You could mandate it for a while and then see what happens. B, vaccine mandates for kids 12 and over. I'm all for it.
Yep.
We have kids who go to school. You got to get your shots. That's the way it is. And why we wouldn't put an FDA-approved vaccine in mumps, measles, and all that other stuff is beyond me. How else should schools respond to the spike? Go back to virtual learning. I hope that doesn't happen, but it is happening in some schools. Or the last one, continue to bury our heads in the sand and ignore the problem like we've been doing. It's really incredible. Really is.
How did it? How's it showing up so far?
It's not working on my phone. We'll have to check it later. But
here, right.
I'm guessing, if I were to guess.
Here, I got it. I've got it right here. You ready?
Yeah.
So continue to bury our heads in the sand and ignore the problem. You asked how should schools respond. Continue to bury their heads and ignore the problem, 45%.
Right.
Mask mandate, 40%. Go back to virtual learning, 8%. Vaccine mandates in kids over 12, 7%. Only 7% think that's the answer. And you can get your vote in right now. The Gatos Big Q poll question of the day brought to you by the Valley Toyota dealers over on KTAR.com.
All right. Hey, coming up next, we got Labor Day. It's coming up. Are people traveling? Are people saying, I'm not traveling? Are the airports going to be packed? Or are you going to basically just be able to, you know, roll right through the TSA? We're going to talk about that coming up next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
I know we're heading into the busy Labor Day travel weekend. And I'm kind of wondering a few things. I'm wondering if people who have planned to fly and go on a trip or a vacation or what have you are going to actually do it. Or are they going to cancel because of the Delta variant? And, Barry, we talked about this. You know, my wife and I had this trip planned with a number of our family members. We were going to Jamaica on Sunday. My wife got a scratchy throat the other day. She tested positive for COVID. She feels good. She's vaccinated. She has a sore throat. That's really about it. So I'm doing the show from home. We were going to go and travel. Now we're obviously not. But some of the people out there, you know, some of you out there, are you still going to travel? Well, our buddy Alex Stone has been working on this story from ABC News. So what do we got, Alex? Labor Day travel? Are we going to really log holiday numbers?
Well, I mean, we'll get some, and they'll probably be a little bit of a spike just folks hitting the ground. But Gato, sorry to hear about your wife. That stinks. I'm sorry to hear about that. So, yeah, the you know, we've been reporting now for a couple of weeks of one by one, the airlines have said, we're beginning to take a hit now. And in late July, they were saying, no, everything is great. We're buying new planes. We're bringing them out of storage in Arizona and California. We're bringing on pilots and flight attendants, and times couldn't be better. And then within about a week and a half, 2 weeks, it was Southwest first who came out, then American and Frontier and Spirit, saying, oh boy, the Delta variant, we're taking a hit, and bookings are going down, cancellations are going up. And the one that had been kind of saying, no, we're still not seeing it, was United. We sat down with the CEO of United, Scott Kirby, and he's telling us here at ABC that, yeah, they're now dealing with it as well. Here's what he told us.
We have seen an impact, of course, from the Delta variant, not surprisingly. But one, I think we are probably near a peak in terms of cases. Lots of data and evidence to indicate that's probably the case. But secondly, you know, the silver lining of the Delta variant increase in cases is that vaccination rates in this country are going to go way up. And that is the only way out of this crisis. We have to get a very high percentage of the country vaccinated, or we'll continue to go through wave after wave after wave.
Now, United, like any airline, they've got to figure out what the trends are going to be looking forward of. How many planes do they have in the air? What size aircraft? How many pilots? How many flight attendants? How much fuel do they buy? So they are looking at and crunching all of these numbers, trying to predict what do they need moving forward. And all of the airlines were caught off guard by Delta, and they thought it was going to be a lot better, and then they saw numbers go down. But looking at and crunching those numbers, at least at United, they believe things are about to get a whole lot better. That they think that we are peaking out, and then moving into the holiday, then we'll be somewhat back to normal. Here's more what he said.
By the time we get through this wave on the Delta variant, we'll have a much higher percentage of the country vaccinated. So I would anticipate the holidays are going to be normal, and I would anticipate by the time we get to January, the plans to return to office that have now been moved from September will probably happen. And that the country will be back on a path towards normality by the end of the year, beginning of next year.
But he admits nobody really knows. This is what they're trying to figure out. All their route planners looking at the numbers. By the way, United, the only major airline that is mandating that all employees get vaccinated. And one more number here for you. The TSA out with new data today. Yesterday, 1.3, a little over that, but right around 1.3 million people went through TSA security checkpoints in the U.S. That is the lowest number since May 18th. And now, granted, the end of August, beginning of September, numbers typically do go down a bit because kids are back in school and families aren't traveling. But this is a bigger dip than normal. And it's in line with what the airlines are saying that, they've got a lot of people who are canceling trips right now and fewer people who are booking.
Alex Stone with us here on KTAR. Alex, let me ask you, the airlines I know are struggling to get employees back in. They furloughed and had a lot of kind of retirements of pilots and flight attendants. And I've been reading a lot about how their staffing is difficult. They have people working long hours. They call in sick. It's very difficult. Do they think that's going to kind of get fixed over the next few months, especially as the traveling numbers go down a bit?
Well, yeah, and they're doing it over at Southwest, whether it be because demand is going down or they're just making it happen that way. The pilots at Southwest have been very vocal saying that they will picket if Southwest doesn't reduce the workload on them, and that the walking the picket lines at airports would come in the Thanksgiving and Christmas travel time, and that's something Southwest doesn't want. And Southwest has always been very much an employee, pro-employee airline where they try to work with them. So the airline has said they're going to cut flights for the fall that they had on the schedule that the people were booking. You know, it's going to be flights, let's say Phoenix to Burbank or to L.A., where they're going like every hour, and they can cancel them and move you to another one where you're not really impacted. If it's one flight a day that's going somewhere, they're probably not going to cut it, or it's a big revenue flight, they're probably not going to cut it. But they're saying that, yeah, they're going to go in and actually cut their schedule this fall to help out to show the pilots that they're trying and that they're trying to work together. So some of that will be going on. And other airlines, you know, they say they're going to work with it and kind of see where it goes. They don't want to cut too much back right now because they don't think this is like last year where it was long term, that they think this is a blip right now and then demand will come back. But you know, they're definitely seeing the numbers go down. Among those who are going to travel, though, we got some data today from Hopper, which is a travel website. If you are traveling, the busiest day at the airports is going to be tomorrow as people are heading out. The return date, busiest day, going to be Wednesday. Kind of surprised it's not earlier than that. People do have to get back. You know, kids are back in school next week in a lot of areas. The busiest airports are going to be Atlanta, Chicago, and LAX. Most people are going to Vegas, Atlanta, and Denver, or internationally, Cancun. And the cheapest last-minute deals, they say, if you wanted to say, hey, let's go somewhere, Denver, Orlando, and Myrtle Beach. I looked last week, LAX to Maui, $99.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was one way, but $99 to go Southwest. That's what it was last week. Now it's like $147. But, you know, if you were going to go tomorrow, it would have been $99.
Wow.
Goodness. Alex Stone, ABC News. You're the man. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care of your wife.
I will. I will, my friend. It's pretty interesting. I here's one thing, Barry. If people start bailing on the flights, right, and they say, no, nah, I'm not going to go. No, it's too dangerous. You know, if I worry that they're going to start canceling those flights because there's not enough people on the plane.
Well, right now, as Alex was saying, there's not enough staff. So a little bit of a downturn in the numbers of people flying is actually a good thing for these airlines. But that's not a great thing if they're cutting flights heading into the Thanksgiving and Christmas season when I expect people will be flying.
Yeah.
But these airlines have a tough job. I mean, do they staff up and bring all these new people in and then have COVID hit again and they have to pay people not to fly? It's a major issue to figure out. But I got to tell you, one way to fix it, I don't know if they're going to do it, but I wish the federal government would just say, you want to fly, you have to show proof of vaccination. And they can do that. There's no constitutional flight right to fly.
Why couldn't the airlines do it themselves?
Well, they can, but I think that's a dangerous thing for an airline to do if none of the other airlines follow suit.
See, I'd be happier if the airline did it, not the government. I'd be happy that a company did it and the government didn't necessarily mandate it.
But it's kind of, picture it though now, Gato, you go to the airport now and there's airport security. It isn't each individual airline making that decision. It's the TSA and it's the government lined up thing. If this is a safety issue and it's a question of whether we can keep planes in the air and safety for the passengers, security, I mean, that's what this is. The federal government can do it. Now, I don't know that any politician's going to have the guts to do that. But, boy, you do that, I think you see another 10% of the population get vaccinated very quickly.
All right. Coming up next, people are buying toilet paper again.
What?
Yep. We'll talk about it. on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, today joined by my buddy Barry Markson. He is at the KTAR studios. I am at home on the Gatos 3000. As I said earlier in the show, my wife has COVID, tested positive earlier this morning. Sore throat, that's about it. If there was ever someone out there, you're out there, you're unvaccinated. So far, she's having a very easy time with the COVID, and it's only because she's vaccinated. So go and get your shot, because you don't want to go through this thing. The vaccine will make the symptoms much less, you know, potent. And Barry, here's the thing for me. When am I, at what point in today's show, going to convince myself that I have it? Because even though I don't feel anything, I'm a complete hypochondriac. I'm already worried. And so when am I going to say, oh, well, I've basically convinced myself I've got a headache now and a sore throat, even though I really don't.
I'm kind of amazed you're still doing the show, Gatos, to be honest with you. We have a pool here at the station. And
no, you don't.
You've already exceeded your time. So
oh,
this
my
is,
gosh.
No, you're doing great. God. I'm amazed you're still living in the house. I thought for sure I'd be coming over to have a cocktail with you at the Hyatt tonight. But you're still there. You're taking care of your wife, or at least not talking to her or anything. And you're hanging in there, and hopefully you don't get it. That's what we're all hoping.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're separated. She's downstairs. Yeah. I'm upstairs. You know, the one thing that's disappearing off the shelves again, toilet paper. People are buying toilet paper again because of this Delta variant. I'm like, where have you been the last month?
Why? What is the short? I don't understand the demand for toilet paper.
Chad said it best. There was a study out there that says this is all psychological. It's something that you can go out and you can purchase just in case the worst hits. And it's something that in people's mind makes them feel better. Not everybody is going out buying toilet paper because they think the world is going to end. But it is some sort of psychological thing. And I don't get it.
I think most people just find out that there's a run on toilet paper and figure, I better go get some. But what would you go get, Gatos, if you thought the world was coming to an end? I mean, I would load up on the frozen pizzas. What would you get?
I would probably, load up on toilet paper.
Oh no!
I would probably load up on the toilet paper because that, I will tell you, and the soft kind, too.
The good stuff.
Gatos and Chad Show.